Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. Guys, it is so beautiful on this Sunday. We have had a lot of ups and downs in this weather. And today, it was 93 degrees. And I was sitting down. Well, last night, I thought about what I was going to write my podcast about today. Peacefully thinking, you know, just going on these emotional ups and downs, and then I decided, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about today. And one thing came to mind: the storm will pass. That's what came to my mind, and that's what my podcast is going to be about today. Didn't get to go to church, but I did get to hear a word last night that made me think about life and how important it is to just live. Not to worry about paying bills, robbing Peter to pay Paul. None of those things matter. The things that matter is speaking to our storms. You know, Jesus, when the storm got real bad, he was on the boat with his disciples. He quieted the storm. And when he did that, his disciples, they thought, wow, you know, how could Jesus raise his hand to speak to the storm and silence it? We don't really know why we go through the things we go through. We go through a lot of trials and tribulations. But one thing I do know is that when God spoke to the storm, I knew he was going to speak to mine, whatever my storm is. The things we're going through is not an end, but more like a beginning of a season and a journey. And the things we're going through are supposed to prepare us for where we're going. And when we get there, we'll be able to do what we're called to do, what our purpose is. And I understand that clearly now that the storm has passed. I didn't even know a storm was coming until I heard the thunder and lightning. And me and my husband went to the window and we're looking, and hail is coming down from the sky. And all I could think was, wow, that's beautiful. I'm in the middle of watching my show, Queen Sugar, and I'm thinking about how God conquers all. How I don't have to fight people on my behalf. How I don't have to worry about what I look like and being a black woman in America and, you know, all these localisms that we tend to be bound to, because that's what labels do. They put a stigma on us as black women and as black men, and we need to be sure that we can break free from that bondage, because we are nobody's label. We're nobody's statistic. We're nobody's screw up. We're nobody's doormat. I was talking to my brother the other day about how respect is important. You don't have to like people, but respect is important. And one thing he said back to me was, Mahalia, we have to still be accountable for how we treat people. And I said wow to that, because when you think about when you're going through a storm, you can think about nothing but how am I going to get through. And sometimes when you think that you have to fight people with words, or you have to fight people and go through all of this correction with your mouth, that ends up hurting you too. It doesn't really end up helping you to win or to come out of that situation on top. But my father always said to me when I was a little girl that you don't have to fight people with words. You can simply fight them with your mind. Your mind is a strong tool. It's powerful. And you can fight with it. But you saying something to somebody using words doesn't change anything. They're just words. And really, words don't have meaning unless you believe them. And so that's why that came to my mind to share with you guys today on podcast, that you're more than what you think you are. You're more than what you think you're going through. The storm has passed and now it's clear skies. It's beautiful outside. We went right back on to the rest of our day. I went right back to watching my show. I went right back to saying, you know what? I conquered the day. I survived the day. And even though the show that I'm watching is so full of emotions and ups and downs and roller coasters, I figured, let me give it a try. Let me watch it. It's on Hulu. I love relaxing because tomorrow will take care of itself. And now that the storm has passed, I'm at peace. I'm at peace with who I am. I'm at peace with my character. I'm at peace with the will of God that, you know, He has prepared for me and my purpose. And I want everybody who's listening today on my podcast to be at peace too. Be at peace. Just knowing that God is fighting on your behalf. And I know I said that in my last podcast, but I wanted to say it again. And I want to also say that when the storm passes and you see the clear skies, remember and think back at the place that you were. And ask yourself, wow, didn't I make it through? God is always holding us, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. And I just wanted to let everybody know on my podcast just that. I text my brother-in-law and I said, hey, I need you to do something for me. I need you to make me a logo. When really, quiet as is kept, I don't really need that, really. But it just feels good to build a brand. It feels good to have people come to you and say, you know, you're a very good inspiration to the community and to young people. Because really all I want to do is live. And I hope that people who are listening to my podcast, I hope that that's your motto as well. Because trust, life is too short. In an instant, the storm ceased and it went right back to beautiful, beautiful clouds. And all I could think about right now that I'm in this space is that it's nothing like peace. So I hope you guys enjoy your Sunday and listen in this week for more podcasts. Quiet as it's kept. You know, the podcasts are going to get more deeper. And the sound of my voice is very calming because I'm at peace with whatever I'm doing in life. And I'm not worried about a soul. So you guys keep in mind, God is the answer to every bit of pain and every bit of hurt. And He knows us in and out. And I want to share that with all of my beautiful Black people, all of my beautiful white people, all of my beautiful Hispanic people, all of my people, everybody. I just want to share that. You guys have a blessed weekend. I hope to speak with you guys soon on my show. And maybe next time I'll have a guest. Peace.